Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
So the former Department of Finance Chief John Moran has made history by becoming the first directly elected mayor in Ireland. He'll hold this role in Limerick for the next 5 years. But what kind of powers will he have? Well, Dermot Scully was the academic advisor to the Limerick Mayoral Implementation Committee, and Dermot is on the line now. Thank you for joining us, Dermot. So will you describe this new role and what powers it will have for us?
Yeah, first of all, good morning, Claire.
Good morning.
The easiest way to understand it is that the new mayor will be the Minister for Limerick. The role is very much based on the Ministers and Secretaries Act 1924, and the powers of the mayor within the organisation of Limerick City and County Council are based on those of any minister within a government department. So they will have executive responsibility, they will be capable of instructing staff to carry out certain activities, and they will have a very significant role. Now, the council remains. There's still 40 elected councillors. They still pass the annual budget, and the mayor must prepare and bring forward the mayoral plan, which is the five-year plan for Limerick, to the council for approval. Once approved, the mayor has quite a degree of latitude in how to implement that plan, subject to the council's ongoing checks and balances. But it's a quite significant position. In addition, the mayor has some powers that the old chief executive officer didn't have. The mayor will sit on the cabinet subcommittee. The mayor will be interacting directly with government all the time. The mayor will also sit on a committee that implements the Ireland 2040 plan for Limerick and for the Midwest region. So the mayor will have access to the levers of power at national level, will be a spokesperson for Limerick. And of course, they're coming to this with an extraordinary mandate. It's a beautiful sunny morning here in Limerick, and it's a bright new start, and hopefully for the city and county.
Does the new mayor control all the money then?
The council sets and approves the budget, but it is the executive who carries out the expenditure, and the mayor, within the parameters set by the council, will have quite a degree of latitude. Now, subject to the normal rules, all public spending is subject to the normal controls, is under the control of an auditor general and so forth. But the mayor has the same sort of latitude that a chief executive officer and any other local authority would have, plus those additional elements.
So you helpfully describe this as Minister for Limerick. That's the best way to understand it. So how does the relationship with central government work in that case?
Yeah, it works through the Cabinet Subcommittee on Local Government, which will have one local representative on it for the moment, which is the Mayor of Limerick. If other cities, perhaps including Dublin, choose to have directly elected mayors in the future, they will sit on this committee as well. But this will meet twice a year. And it's an opportunity for the mayor to report on the implementation of the 2040 plan and also to lobby government directly. This was the brainchild of Tim O'Connor, who was the chair of the implementing committee, and it was very much based on his own experience heading the Murrayfield Secretariat in Belfast, which was set up under the Anglo-Irish Agreement. And that right to be consulted and that ability to actually put the case directly to ministers is something that Tim found to be extremely useful in that role. And I think it'll be extremely useful in this one.
So where does the current chief executive officer go?
Well, the current chief executive officer changes title, becomes the secretary general, the general secretary, not to cause complete confusion, but it's the same role as the secretary general of a department. So effectively, they fit into what was John Moran's old role in finance. So a job that he'll understand very well, whereas he'll be taking on the role that was previously filled in that relationship by Michael Noonan as the Minister for Finance. So it's that sort of a relationship.
But it'll be just interesting, Dermot, to see how the new mayor manages all of these relationships, the one with central government, the one with the former chief executive officer. It sounds as though it might be quite a delicate balance to strike.
It's going to be a delicate balance, and then the other side is managing the role with the elected council, who are also there, elected by the people, also with their own mandates, and who are the ones who have the power under the new system to hold the mayor to account, and indeed to put checks upon the mayor, and potentially even to remove the mayor should an impeachment be required for certain specified reasons. So the relationship with the council is also very, very important. Now, I think the person that the people of Limerick has elected is somebody with immense experience working within central government, also with immense experience working within the European institutions. So he has all of that, and also with the experience of running a large organization. So on those levels and those relationships, I think absolutely no problems whatsoever. I think he will have a little bit of work to do in terms of building relationships with the council. Now, not that he's done anything to damage relationships, but I think that's an area where he hasn't worked before. So there's a council of 40. There's a clear Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael majority in that council now, emerging out of yesterday's results. And that system has been in place since 2014 and will probably continue. So he's going to have to work the politics of that quite well as well.
Well, it'll be fascinating
that,
to see how it all plays out. Dermot, thank you for explaining it to us. Dermot Scully there is academic advisor to the Limerick Mayoral Implementation Committee. We're coming up to news time, but we'll take a quick break.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.